Enter Merlin! But beware, do not interrupt his magic!
There, taken from their Love Revolution album, and that was a track called This Is How the Light Gets In. So anyway, I'm very pleased to be here on Radio Dart, and in conjunction with my own radio station, which is Capstone Radio, based in North Devon in Ilfracombe. My name's The Merlin, and this is a very exciting time for me because it's the first time I've ever been asked to produce a show for another radio station, so I hope you'll bear with me. I'm a little bit nervous about this, but never mind. I'm sure we'll get through it as we normally do. So anyway, what does this show consist of? Well, first of all, one of my main passions and my main loves is unsigned bands, because I feel that bands do get a bit of a raw deal, and there's a big hole in the music industry now. unless you've got lots and lots of money. I want in my own small way to address that balance. I'm always on the lookout for material by new up-and-coming artists so that I can give them some airplay. And I do know that that's the ethos of Radio Dart as well. And so it was a great opportunity for me to sort of expand on this belief that I have that there's a lot of talent out there that isn't getting airplay. So basically, that's where my stall is set. Majority of the music that I play on my shows on Capstan Radio and in the future on Radio Dart, as long as it's all acceptable, is from bands that people necessarily haven't heard of, but because they tick my boxes, and it's a bit of a selfish thing, I suppose, really, it gets played. So without further ado, let's go into the next track, which is a track by somebody called White Raven, and this is a track called Call of the Moon.
To the sky, and I raise my hands high. The wind on my face in the dead of the night. The blood in my veins from my head to my toes is tied with a ribbon to someone who knows. It's then when I know, not a second too soon, that's when I'm feeling the call of the moon. It's then when I know, not a second too soon, that's when I'm feeling the call of the moon. I open my heart to the sounds of the sky, and under the trees in the moonlight we fly. Dance through the glade to the beat of the drum, all through the night to the dawn of the sun. It's then when I know, not a second too soon, I'm feeling at one with the call of the moon. It's then when I know, not a second too soon, I'm feeling at one with the call of the moon. Second too soon, I'm feeling at one with the call of the moon. It's then when I know, not a second too soon, I'm feeling at one with the call of the moon. Ocean of dance makes me one with the fae, as under the moonlight we sing, dance and play. The magic is woven, the mystery cast, but then all too soon the moment has passed. It's then when I know, not a second too soon, I dance to the dawn with the call of the moon. It's then when I know, not a second too soon, dance to the dawn with the call of the moon. It's then when I know, not a second too soon, I dance to the dawn with the call of the moon. It's then when I know, not a second too soon, I dance to the dawn with the call of the moon. It's then when I know, not a second too soon, I dance to the dawn with the call of the moon. It's then when I know, not a second too soon, I dance to the door with the call of the moon.
From the heart of Middle Earth, the man with the magical fingers, Merlin.
And that was the sound of White Raven with a track called Call of the Moon, which I hope you enjoyed. So moving on now, one of the things that I also want to sort of include in these shows is I have a little bit of a confession to make. I do have a rather bizarre sense of humour. And as we sort of continue our relationship together, then I would imagine that you'll get used to this sense of humour of mine. And I also like to look at interesting and sometimes obscure facts. And some of those facts have come to light today whilst I was doing some research for this show. And the first one is about a lonely whale. Imagine roaming the world's largest ocean year after year alone, calling out with the regularity of a metronome and hearing no response. Such apparently is the situation faced by a solitary whale and of an unknown species that has been tracked since 1992 in the North Pacific Ocean by a classified array of hydrophones used by the Navy to monitor enemy submarines. The animal is called the 52 Hertz whale because it makes a distinctive stream of sounds of around the basso profundo frequency, just above the lowest note on a tuba. Imagine really thinking about it. What would it be like if that was your fate, that you had to roam the earth alone and never meeting up with another human being for years and years and years? I mean, that's over sort of 20 years, isn't it, that poor whale's been mooching about round the ocean. And it's, from what they can gather, it's never met up with another whale. How lonely must that be? And having said that, it leads me on to another piece of music. This piece of music is by a girl called Sam Lloyd, and it's a track taken from her own album that she recorded at North Devon's Petrock College. It was produced by the head of entertainment there, which is head of performing arts, should I say. I do him a disservice. And he's somebody called Colin Wright. And Colin Wright is also a musician in his own right, playing with a band called Parcel of Rogues and various other bands. And this is the sound of Sam Lloyd.
Seems like I'm starving for words whenever you
And that was Sam Lloyd from her own album, recorded at Petrock, and the track was called Speechless. I think Sam has a great future, and I understand that she is now working as a professional artist. And good luck to you, Sam, because I do like that sound that you generate. Okay, now for something a little bit special. We step back in time and go for what is probably going to be one of my regular features, which will be one track that I consider to be a foundational track of my love of music. Let's see if you remember this one.
Remember this golden classic.
My lady Dapanville, why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. My lady Dapanville, why does it grieve me so? But your heart seems so silent. Why do you breathe so low? Why do you breathe so low? My lady Dapanville, why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. My lady Dapanville, you look so cold tonight. Your lips feel like winter. Your skin has turned to white. Your skin has turned to white. My lady Dapanville, why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. La 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 la. La 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 la. My lady Dapanville, why do you grieve me so? But your heart seems so silent. Why do you breathe so low? Why do you breathe so low? I loved you, my lady, though in your grave you lie. I'll always be with you. This rose will never die. This rose will never die. I loved you, my lady, though in your grave you lie. I'll always be with you. And this rose will never die. This rose will never die.
Making magical, mystical memories. Merlin.
The sound of Cat Stevens there with a track that very instrumental in my growth as a musician, My Lady Dapanville. And when I first heard that, I was absolutely blown away by it. I thought, what is this? This is absolutely superb. And then on the next show that we do, we'll feature another classic track from my growth as a musician period. Not to say that I've stopped growing, as I haven't, but these tracks were sort of very important to me as I was growing up and forming my beliefs and ideas and direction within music. So if you want to get in touch with me, you can obviously get in touch via Radio Dart. That's absolutely brilliant. You can also contact my studio. We have a mobile number, which is 07741 413 456. Or you can email capstoneradio@mail.com. I'll pick it up and respond. And if you are playing in a band and you do have sort of demo tracks that you fancy getting out there and getting to a possibly wider audience, I don't know, then please feel free to send me an MP3. You can do it via the email account. Who knows? I mean, we might be able to sort of link up and record a live session or something like that. I don't know. I mean, I just really don't know how this is all going to pan out. It's such a brand new experience for me. So I think now is the time to go back to another one of these slightly bizarre stories that I have been finding. And this one, actually, if it's proven to be correct, could have a really, really profound effect on a lot of people. And the headline says, eating chocolate could improve the brain's ability to do maths. Fantastic. I love chocolate. Cool. Let's get bucket loads of it, because I'm not very good at maths, but hey. And it goes on to say, mental arithmetic became easier after volunteers had been given large amounts of compounds found in chocolate, called flavanols, in a hot cocoa drink. They were also less likely to feel tired or mentally drained. The findings, presented by the British Psychological Society annual conference in Brighton, suggest. Professor David Kennedy, director of the Brain Performance and Nutrition Research Centre at Northumbria University and a co-author of the study, said that chocolate could be beneficial for mentally challenging tasks. I'm into this one, real big style. The findings suggest students who binge on chocolate when revising for exams may gain a real benefit from doing so. For things that are difficult to do, mentally demanding things that may crop up in your work, it could help, Professor Kennedy says. Absolutely brilliant. Bring on the chocolate, that's all I can say. So moving on, I played you a track before by White Raven. Now, I have a confession to make that White Raven, if you hadn't already guessed, is yours truly, because, as I said, I am a musician as well. And I've been very, very, very blessed to be involved in a musical collaboration with a up-and-coming songwriter. And this up-and-coming songwriter is a girl called Ruthie B. And I won't go into the story behind it, because the backstory, because it isn't really of any relevance. The relevant part is that Ruthie is an up-and-coming lyric writer, and she wanted an outlet, a vehicle, to get one of her songs that she was very, very pleased with out into the public domain. And so she contacted me and she said, would I help? And I said, yeah, of course I'll help. I mean, I'm always open to things like that, new challenges, etc. So she sent me the lyrics. And to be honest, I had to say to her, look, Ruthie, you know, they're good. There's the basis of a song there, but I'm really going to have to sort of look very closely at what you're saying and how you're saying it and make it all work as a song. And she said, yeah, that's great. You know, that's fine. Do what you need to do. So I produced a recording of this particular song and sent it off to her. And she came back to me and she said, I'm not really sure about it. It wasn't really what I was envisaging and all that sort of thing. So I left it in abeyance and I said, well, that's fine. You know, we've given it a shot. If you're not happy about it, you're not happy about it. Anyway, a few months later, she contacted me, which was about the middle of last year, something like that. And she said to me, look, Merlin, can we do something with this song? So I said, well, I don't know what you want to do with it, because basically I've put into it what I feel makes it work. And she said, well, let's try it. Let's see what happens. So she said, because I want to progress my musical development. So I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, what we can do is, I said, I'll put it out as a demo track on my Reverb Nation account and we'll see what happens. Now, I'd sort of released quite a bit of stuff via Reverb Nation and was enjoying a sort of a moderate and a modest movement in the charts here and there and all that sort of thing. Put out this track and my position started to climb. Ruthie turned around to me, she says, what do I do about this Reverb Nation thing? So I said, well, you can open your own account and we'll put the track on there as well. So she did that, and she lives over in Ipswich and I live here in North Devon. And all of a sudden, we're monitoring the figures and the track's climbing up these charts, the local charts. She put it in the pop charts in Ipswich and it was in the folk charts in Exeter. And then all of a sudden, it got into the top 10, and then it got into the top 5, and then it's still climbing, getting lots and lots of emails from people and comments passing saying that we love the track and all that sort of thing. And eventually it got to number 1 in Ipswich, and it stayed there for quite a few weeks, and then it slipped down a couple of places. My own work with that track as well got me up to the number 1 spot in the Exeter charts, and I was up to about 116, I think it was, something like that, in the national charts as a musician and folk musician. And then it seemed to drop away, and we thought, well, you know, it's fair enough, it's got to the end of its life sort of thing for Reverb Nation. It may get picked up, we don't know. And then just before Christmas, I got a message from Ruthie, and she said, guess what? She said, the tracks started to go back up the charts. I said, really? So she said, yeah. She said, look at it, have a look. So I went on to Reverb Nation. I looked at the position of it, and it was something like number 3 or something like that in the charts in Ipswich. And I thought, this is bizarre. So it carried on climbing, and we actually got to number 1 for Ipswich in the week before Christmas. And it stayed there, and it stayed there over Christmas, and then after Christmas it slipped away and it dropped back down to number 2. And then 24 hours later, I get another message from Ruthie, and she said, we're back up to number 1. And we actually enjoyed the New Year number 1 as well. And as I am speaking to you now, we are still number 1 with this track. My own personal ones have gone back up. I'm now back up to, I think it's number 4 in the Exeter charts, and about 123 back in the national charts or something like that. So this track, it's only a demo version. We have not perfected it by any means, shape or form, but people are liking it and we're getting great comments. And actually, coincidentally, I got a message from Ruthie last night to say that Radio Dart had been in touch with her because she put a Twitter message out about it, and they wanted a copy of the track. So for my friends here at Radio Dart, and also for you, the listener, I'm now going to play you that track, and hopefully Radio Dart will like it, and when I send them the MP3 of it, they'll give it a bit more airplay. So for now, here is the sound of myself, White Raven, and Ruthie B with our track, our number 1 track, Eyes Wonder.
Eyes wander like my mind wanders. Heart wanders like my mind wanders. Where do I move from here on the corner of a year? About a year ago, how have
My heart races and it misses a beat. I hear my watch ticking as I'm here on the street. Eyes wander as my mind wanders. Heart wanders like my mind wanders. Where do I move from here on the corner of the year?
Sound of White Raven and Eyes Wander with Ruthie B's vocals. And I really hope you enjoyed it. As I said to you before, it is work in progress. It's never been finished in the studio properly. It was just came about because Ruth wanted to put it out there. Moving on again, going back to the article that I read you before about chocolate. I was starting to get a bit of brain fag, so I decided I'd go and open a box of After Eights that were presented to us for Christmas. So I've had a couple of those and I'm feeling top of the world again now, so we can go back to functioning on all cylinders. I've got coffee, I've got After Eights, I've got my microphone, I've got music, and I've got you. What more could a guy ask for on a Sunday morning? Brilliant. As I said to you before, if you do want to get in touch, then please contact me via either Radio Dart, I'm the Merlin, or you can contact me directly on my own studio phone, which is 07741 413 456. We also have subscribed to a voice messaging app, and that's called Coco. And if you want to send a message to me via that, then please do so. And the number for that is 514409. One of the other things is we also have a Twitter presence. And on Twitter, we're at Capstone Radio. And you'll often find us about on Devon Hour on Wednesday evenings between 8 and 9 on Twitter. And you can ask questions there if you wish. Or, as I say, you can use Coco. You can email me. You can send me MP3s. I'm fine with it. As long as it's decent and it is musical, and I do say that very, very carefully, then I'm happy to play it. Not a problem. And one of the things that I have a great penchant for, shall we say, is relaxation music. I like to chill down and play some nice music and all that sort of thing. And I was sent a CD. In fact, no, it's more than I was sent a CD. I was actually given a CD by a guy who's a very world-renowned, very highly respected visionary artist, a guy called Peter Prokovnik. And Peter lives in Cornwall near Tintagel. And he has a band called Nevermore. Also, he's played in various other bands over the years. And one of the most famous ones that he played with was a band called the Pink Fairies in the 60s. And he also played with Hawkwind and the spin-off from Hawkwind, Space Ritual. But his own band is called Nevermore. This next track is a relaxation track, basically, taken from that album. Just a chilled out Sunday morning sort of track, and it's called From the Bardo of Luminosity. Hope you enjoy it.
Making magical, mystical memories.
Merlin. Thank you.
Sound of Nevermore there with From the Bardo of Luminosity. And Standing at the Dawn of a Brand New Day is the album that that was taken from. So anyway, time speeds on and we're coming up to almost the end of the hour, which I decided would be the ideal optimum time to do for a first introductory show. So I'm going to play another couple of pieces of music. I'm going to stop waffling and just to say thank you very, very much to Radio Dart for giving me the opportunity to spread my musical wings or my radio wings a little bit further than what they are now. And so I'm going to go now with a track called The Mistress, and it's a bit of a rocky track, and it comes from a band called Molly Unfaithful. And Molly Unfaithful were put together in a place called St. Helens on Merseyside, and there's a long, long story attached to that, but I won't bore you with the details. But I did actually get involved with something called the Halton Music Cooperative, which was based in and around Merseyside. One of the things that we did as the cooperative was we actually took over a couple of disused places and made them music venues. And I worked very, very closely with the borough council and that sort of thing. And Molly Unfaithful actually performed in one of these venues. And so this is a track by them, and it's called The Mistress. I hope you enjoy it.
Doesn't get Well, that was the sound of Molly Unfaithful and a track called The Mistress. So now it really is time to wind up the show. And I'm going to go out with a stomping great number by a band that I am friends with on Facebook and Twitter, and that I was introduced to by a girl who works for me in America. This band is called Frenchie and the Punk, which were formerly known as the Gypsy Nomads. And this is taken from their album Thread and Stone, and it's called The Ogre Dance. It's one of those pieces of music that gets me up dancing and gets my feet tapping, and that's not a pretty sight. But hey, I like it, and in the privacy of my own studio, I can basically do what I want. So I'm going to be dancing round to the sound of Frenchie and the Punk and Ogre Dance. So I'd like to say thank you very much to Radio Dart for giving me this opportunity. I hope you've enjoyed the show and the music I have picked for you. I hope you enjoy your week to come, and remember that life is what you make it. If you make it miserable, it's going to be miserable. But if you make it happy, it's going to be happy. I'm the Merlin. Thanks again for listening. Take care, and I'll be with you again very, very soon. Bye-bye now.
Making magical, mystical memories.
Merlin. Thank you.
Listening to The Merlin on Radio Dart and Capstone Radio.